Israeli forces raided the village of Tekoa in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem and attacked unarmed residents using tear gas, stun grenades and rubber bullets. In the apparent unprovoked attack, Israeli military vehicles entered the village at midnight and began firing tear gas and rubber bullets directly into homes, causing extensive damage to properties and suffocating residents. The forces also detonated a small bomb to break into the property of Ali Hassan al-Badan and then raided the house and destroyed the belongings.
I was woken up in the middle of the night with an explosion that shook the house. Tear gas canisters were being shot through the window. My mother suffers from severe diabetes, and I was worried about her health. They entered my premise and rampaged through the place before leaving shortly thereafter.
I heard the explosion. They used to break into our house at around 12 p.m. Then they smashed out the windows and fired tear gas. The children were terrified and suffocated.
This attack was not an isolated incident. Just days ago, Israeli forces entered the same village and climbed onto the roof of a house belonging to Nayef Hussein Musa. They stationed machine guns and installed cameras to monitor the movements of Palestinians in the area.
I was surprised yesterday evening when Israeli forces surrounded and stormed the village, randomly throwing gas canisters. I call upon human rights groups to come to Tekoa and see the dire situation here and prevent such assault against the villagers in the future.
The village has also been prone to attacks by Israeli settlers residing nearby. In the past, the settlers have targeted Palestinian olive farms and held racist abuse at the residents. Villagers from Tekoa claim that Israeli attacks against the village, which includes house raids and tear gas, are unprovoked and unjustified. They also say that Israeli settler and army attacks have become routine. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.